Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. It's called Don't Mess with Christine Sodelko, because please don't mess with me. I have feelings and they get hurt easily. I bruise like a peach. It is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. You probably don't know what either of those things are, but CastBox is a new podcast app on the market. It is available for iOS and Android. It is one of the fastest growing podcast apps. You can find all of your favorite podcasts on there, including mine. I hope you give it a try and come on down. Number 43, bingo, holla back. Thank you. Don't mess. Hi, everybody. You might be wondering who this is. It's me, Christine Sodelko, with laryngitis. I lost my voice, and I sound like shit. And it's probably going to annoy... It's probably going to annoy ya all episode. So... just putting that out there now. Don't want to hear about it in the comments. I know I sound like a smoker of 50 years when I'm only a smoker of 24 years. I am here with a very special guest. He is tall. He is
37
years young.
Work in it.
He's got a beautiful... had a hair, and an even beautifuler heart.
Okay,
that's definitely right. Beautiful. I'm here with Drew Monson, a.k.a. my toe cold for some reason that I will definitely be asking you about later. He is a YouTuber. He's been doing it for a long time, longer than me. I feel like anyone's been doing it longer than me. I've been here like a minute. This is the worst day of my life, and I hate how I sound.
Why?
Really?
Well,
you
don't notice? I think it sounds good.
You think it sounds sexy?
I mean, I don't think it's that bad.
I think I believe you.
I've been thinking about your words more than their delivery system.
A true gentleman. Drew, how are you? You are my favorite person on the planet.
Write that down. I feel pretty good. I mean, you know, I woke up to come here, so I did it.
You got out.
Didn't change the old clothes, but otherwise, I don't know. I honestly, I feel kind of nervous.
Why?
I don't know. You know, just saying things, and they go out to the world, and then they're received, and what do they do with them? What if they chop them up, make me say something crazy?
Well, how about I
relax,
send
me
you over the
massage
cut, and
me?
If you say anything you regret, we'll cut it out.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Oh, well then what are you worried about?
I'm worried that someone will take the words I say.
Oh.
Put them in another order.
Got it. That specific scenario.
Yeah.
Is your one fear.
Because that happened to my dad.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
He was running for mayor, and he was about to win. Now I was going to have a new house. I was going to get like free first dibs on like a bunch of TJ Maxx stuff.
And Maxinista, yeah.
And he did an interview, and the guy running against him, his, you know, minions, got hold of the footage and made my dad say, "I hate this town. You know, if I win, I'm going to burn down City Hall or something."
Wow. That sounds like a really good episode of House of Cards, if you ask me. Well, thank you for that anecdote. That was amazing.
Am I leaving?
Yeah, that's the show, folks.
Are you doing your homework?
Yeah, I'm actually writing my thesis. it's about Drew Monson. And here are some of my interview questions. Did you like that segue?
Yeah.
I want a segue.
I like a lot of the things you do. Up top.
Oh, big fan? You're a big fan of me?
Yes.
Tiny fan?
Little boy.
Little baby boy. Anyway, I want to get to know you. Just on a personal level.
Okay.
I just want to talk to you about...
Careful what you wish for.
Well, here we go then. Let's just start with the basics. Where are you from?
I'm from Modesto, California.
And how far is that from here?
It's about, I always thought it was 7 hours, but chop off two, it's about a 5-hour trip.
If you chop off two, it's a 5-hour trip.
You should chop off two because it's
if you should decide to.
It's 5 hours away.
Okay.
For sure. Maybe 4.5. Gotta be real.
Gotta be real with you. Wow. And you live there your whole life? That's where you're born?
That's where I was born. That's where I learned to dance. That's where I was knighted.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's where I was born. That's where I got all the messy stuff done.
Diapers. Yeah.
Diapers. Hoo-wee. What a...
How old were you when you stopped wearing diapers?
When I got my first diaper? I got my first diaper at 8.
the very first.
Yeah.
What were they using before then?
Spongies.
Spongies? Cool.
I like you. I really do.
You're fucking crazy, man. You,
Wait, where were you born?
Don't you turn this thing
okay,
on
wait,
me.
Let me see if I know you.
Yeah, where, do you remember where I'm from?
Yeah.
Then say it.
I do. It's actually really interesting.
It's interesting that you're not saying it.
It's interesting that it's just a weird word. It's one of those, like,
yeah.
It's hard to start it.
Okay, or finish it, or know it.
I'm pretty sure you're from Illinois.
Yep.
Really?
What city?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. So, sorry.
So, thanks for watching, guys.
But you have one, you have two sisters, two brothers.
Nope, two brothers, yeah. And you have one sister. Guys, ooh. We're friends. We hang out outside of this room. We actually saw a movie together last night.
I feel pretty, and don't drag me. For seeing a Schumer film.
A Schumer production, yes. What did you think of it? I thought it was funny, but I think there were some, like, pacing and plot issues, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, pacing, I'm trying to think of what that means. I'm searching the brain.
It's like, it felt rushed. Like, it felt like it wrapped up too quickly.
I thought it was long because my butt hurts so bad. I really can't handle those seats. I don't know how anyone does.
Well, I'm sorry they weren't recliner arc lights.
I think I have
Hollywood.
A specially bony or some kind of structural problem with my butt.
Some internal structural issues there.
Yeah.
You should sue your parents.
I'm suing a lot of people this year.
Oh, currently? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me a little short list.
Diet Coke.
For what? Okay.
I gained weight while drinking it.
Well, you're drinking one right now, so what's the...
Well, I'm telling you that I was drinking Diet Coke the past 4 months, and I also gained weight.
Okay.
So...
Suing. Legal action. Yeah, yeah. Cool. What else?
I'm actually suing my dad.
Right. For what?
Which is new. I'm suing him for... It's long, but...
Well, that's what we're here for, huh?
There's a whole thing where we used to play a game at the pool.
Oh, your food is here.
You gotta be kidding me. That was like 5 minutes away.
Yeah, no, your food, Jordan, you have to go down.
The boys did such a good job.
What did I do?
The boys who brought the food.
The boys? The Wendy's? The crew that ran it down the freeway for you? It really is right down the street.
You know, should I eat it right now, or is this in the podcast?
We're in the Matrix.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, this is the podcast. You are
but
on my
should
podcast.
Should I eat it right now, or should I wait for it to get cold?
I mean, do you like it cold?
I don't mind it getting cold.
Well,
like,
there's a microwave in the kitchen downstairs.
Yeah, so we can just wait for it.
Has to go get it so they're not just in the parking
lot. Right, but I don't have to... Okay, sorry. Go ahead, do your thing.
Do your thing.
I'm just saying
I don't have to eat it right now if you don't want me to eat it. Yeah. Anyway, please go down and get the food. I think he's on a moped, if his icon is accurate. Thank you. So what did you order to eat?
Something that I order just about every other day, which is the Wendy's Baconator Combo, which is actually why I'm here.
That's the reason you came.
Wendy's and I are really excited to launch the Double Baconator, which is everything you love about the regular Baconator.
Yeah, give me
but
the, yeah.
Times two. So we're really focusing on kids that are learning multiplication.
Right.
We're doing like the times two ad campaign. And in every 10 orders, they do a times three. So someone, you might end up with the times three, which is over 7,000 calories. So that's kind of cool.
That, thank you so much. That is, that's a noble, noble cause. You. You have such a way with words. While we wait for your food.
Yeah.
How about I ask you another question?
Okay. Actually, no.
Well, okay, what do you want to talk about?
No, ask me your question.
Okay, well, let me find
it. I'll play your game.
Oh, okay. So you are a musician as well as a comedian. What kind of music do you listen to? I know I can name your favorite song right now.
You can?
Yeah, Famous by Mason Ramsey.
It's a really good song.
It's a great
really song. Really interesting beat to the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And little Mason gets up on the drums for kind of a solo in the middle, so look out for that.
Oh.
By the time people hear this, you won't remember who that was. It was a little boy and...
Do you think he'll fall off? The yodel kid?
There's no other scenario, right? Like, what
else
do you...
Well, or he could, like, literally become the biggest thing on the planet. I feel like it's either...
Oh,
it's one or the other.
Maybe later, but you think he's going to have more songs? That would be interesting. I mean, it is not... It is, like, my favorite song that I've ever heard, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great. Awesome. So, but what's your favorite, like, do you have a band you like?
I like listening to, right now, I haven't been listening to music because it's been making me kind of nervous.
Okay.
But I like listening to Guster's, my favorite band.
Oh, that's right. You have that shirt.
Yeah, I always have my Guster shirts on.
I've never heard them.
Well, you probably heard one or two of their songs.
Oh, maybe.
On a modern alternative radio station.
I don't approve of that lifestyle.
I do. I don't know. You know, I like 60s and 70s rock groups. Like,
yeah, I enjoy that as well.
The Beatles.
I like the Beatles. We both like Elton John.
Mm-hmm. I like Elton John. Well, I don't go too deep into his...
Oh, really?
Catalog.
Yeah. I'm a big Elton John fan.
Yeah, that's and you also know every lyric to probably all his songs.
Well, I know every lyric to every song because I just have a good memory. I literally
Yeah, sometimes we'll be hanging out and you'll upload a new lyric. It'll be like, oh, Kesha just came out with a track.
Yeah, catalog it like yeah. Definitely a human jukebox. So how old were you when you started making YouTube videos?
You know, I started uploading videos on the same account I have before, like, that are all gone before mm-hmm. my first video. I think I was making some with my friend in, like, sixth grade.
Okay.
And I think I was, like, 11.
Okay.
But I was making videos on a camera, videotapes, when I was, like, 9.
Yeah, and then just, like, watching them back for you.
Showing them to Pa.
To Pa, yeah.
After supper.
Yeah, your dad. Is that why you're suing him? Well,
I'm not suing my dad.
Oh, I just could have sworn you said that you were suing your dad.
Well, don't swear.
Okay. I hate you. Okay, so you were like 11. And, like, mm-hmm. did they blow up right away, or no. Were you just, like, had, like, 3 views, and it was, like, your neighbor and your
I remember
mom?
Sending it to my cousin and being, like, check this video out, and him being, like, you know, this is actually pretty funny, and I was, like, yeah, it is. And then I made, like, a few other ones, and he was, like, these aren't as good. And then I just kept doing it. And I don't know how they got... I don't think I started getting any views at all until I made videos Until I made videos about...
Stop making noises.
Oh, thank you.
It's so hard to find good help these days.
What was I talking about? I mean, I'm just gone now from what just happened.
To be honest, I forgot what I asked.
Oh, you asked about my dad. If they blew up right
away. Your dad, yeah. So why are you suing your dad?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay.
I started making videos about like Miley and the JBs, and that's when I started getting any kind of amount of subscribers, I think. And then I made one video called A Comedian Gets Booed Off Stage that got me a lot of subscribers.
Did you get booed off stage?
No, it was in my room, like against my closet doors.
I thought you say against your will.
It was a non-consensual comedy. But I like pretended like I was like a comedian with a joke, and then I just had one audio track in the background of me being the heckler.
And responding
to myself.
Oh, that's funny.
You know when you respond to yourself and you can tell the person didn't want to do it more than once, so it's not matching up? Like if I recorded myself going, hey, and then, oh, well, what's up? And then later I recorded audio of someone never mind.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Other people
do. You know, as a Viner, I spend a lot of time pretending to talk to myself for Vines.
Right, yeah, and that seems easier. I feel
like every Vine was someone pretending, being like, oh, and I'd be like, yeah, bro, I know, like pretending to be another character.
Yeah, that was...
I miss Vine because it was so easy. It was so easy to make a Vine because they were 6 seconds and it was so simple.
Yeah.
And then you could just send them out and you could do multiple. YouTube, you gotta like sit.
What a stupid robot.
Siri can suck my fucking ass. I forgot what I was saying.
I think you won the lottery.
Yeah. And it changed my life. And wait, it's funny you should say that because I'm wearing my Roseanne sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And in the last season, they won the lottery and their lives changed.
Right.
But actually, it was all fake, and Dan actually died, and it was all in Roseanne's head. Mm-hmm. Crazy stuff. Anyway, back to anything other than that. Have you ever met anyone famous?
Yeah, of course.
Who?
Oh my God, I don't know if I've really had a interaction with like a famous person that's like really like a, oh, that's a real celebrity person.
Really?
But when I first moved to LA,
I have a question. Mark just showed me a sign that said halfway mark.
Yeah.
Is it the halfway mark? Or is it saying, is he saying halfway signed mark? That's what I want to know.
Both mean the same thing, though, right?
I mean, you tell me. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. What were you saying?
Well, now I
had... Yeah, it was a dumb question anyway.
It was a dumb answer.
Yeah, Jordan wrote it. It was dumb. Let's just go. Let's just look. Yeah, sorry about that.
But when I moved to LA, I saw Jared Leto. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay,
and we had to talk about something, and then something happened afterwards.
Okay. And now you're swinging.
And then we talked after that, too.
And now you're swinging.
And now I'm swinging.
Oh. Jordan, these questions are
just
awful.
Come up with your own questions. Be a person.
Well, I couldn't because I'm lazy.
Look at me.
Can I just read some of these?
Yeah.
Oh my God, these are so bad. I love you, Jordan. Thank you for doing this. who's someone you really admire? That sounds like that's like a kindergarten project.
An essay
like,
prompt.
My mommy, I admire my mommy because she cooked me food and make me go to bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that my mom cooks me food, but I don't like that she make me go to bed.
I never had can I say a sentence?
Yes, holy fuck. Of course.
Shut up. I just literally... like, had a meltdown. Did your parents in high school and, like, middle school, did you have a bedtime?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I didn't either. And I had some people that, like, did. My parents literally let me do whatever I wanted. Like, I would go out. Like, I would drive over to my friend's house at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm. On school night?
Well, probably just a weekend. Mm-hmm. And just not tell them. And then just in the morning, text them like, oh, I went over to Bailey's last night and now I'm like there.
Pregnant.
And they wouldn't care. And I think that's why I'm such a shitty person now.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have had more discipline.
Oh, me too. My parents were very, you know, I don't think that they told me I was great too much, but the weird thing is I am, so it's like confusing.
Yeah, so it's awkward, yeah.
But they really, after my parents got divorced, that's kind of weird because then they all just want to make you happy because they feel kind of bad and they're each letting you do whatever you want.
Yeah, is that true?
Kind
my
of,
parents are still
like,
married, so I don't, because like I know on like, you know, TV it's like, oh, two Christmases, yay.
Yeah.
Is it really like that?
Oh, the two Christmases is not very exciting in my family, but I'm sure in other ones, such as Steven Jobs before he passed away.
to name a family, for example.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. So, wow, I hate you. So you felt like you could have had more discipline?
Yeah, because I went to a school that was real. I think I've talked about it in my videos before, but it was like a hippie school, like teachers by their first names. And
oh, I got a detention for calling my teacher by her first
really?
Name. Yeah, I called my gym teacher. I was like, hey, Tanya.
Oh, that is mean.
Yeah,
I
it was bad.
That.
We will be right back.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hey guys, I just want to take a quick moment to talk about today's sponsor. It's HelloFresh. And HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can cook, eat, and enjoy. There's three plans to choose from: Classic, Veggie, and Family. Each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated trusted sources. You can feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with the simple recipes outlined on a pictured step-by-step instruction card. Enjoy not having to plan dinner, spending money on takeout for an easy night, or worrying about gathering ingredients week after week. And the best part is you won't spend all night in the kitchen because the recipes only take around 30 minutes. And everything is delivered right to your door in recyclable, insulated packaging. Now you can spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love. Get delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving and free shipping. You know how it goes. You get home, you sit down, you're tired from a tough day at work. You could order food, but it would take like 50 minutes to get there. It's probably cold. You pay a fortune in delivery fees. Just get HelloFresh. Everything is pre-measured. You don't even need measuring cups. I don't own measuring cups, but with HelloFresh, they do the work for you. I just tried their Presto Pesto Panko Chicken. Say that three times fast. I refuse because I know I'll mess up. But what I didn't mess up was the meal. It was super easy. I took out all the ingredients, made it, ate it, and it tasted real good. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/mess30 and enter mess30. Again, if you want $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/MESS30 and enter MESS30. HelloFresh. Goodbye, stale. And we are back. Welcome back. Welcome again. We are back.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I think we're going to become very close this summer. Even closer than we already are.
Because we got a slip and slide.
Hell yeah, brah. No, it's actually, I was referring to our tour is coming up.
Get into it.
And this is totally me naturally talking about it and not trying to promote it.
Well, we're going to have fun. There's going to be snacks, free beer. Come on out.
True.
We're out here all day.
Taquitos in the
back.
We
have a barbecue. You bring your meats and we'll throw them on there.
Yeah, BYOM, bring your own meats.
Yeah,
yeah.
Biom.
Biom.
In all seriousness, though, it's going to be a lot of fun to come.
I'm excited. Yeah, I've never... Have you ever been on, like, a tour? It's my first.
No, of course not. I've never been asked to be on a tour.
Well... Now,
but
all
now,
your dreams are coming true.
I did. It'll be fun. I mean,
I'm just thinking about
what
the shenanigans.
Yeah, pranks. I will like, prank you.
Well, you know, we should do like a behind this, like a documentary.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all the people that take themselves too seriously, like Tana, where she goes on tour and then she's got like the behind the scenes, like, yeah, we, oh my God, we do like a prayer circle before we go out. Like, we like bless this team. Like, we're going to go out here. We're going to make these people happy. Like, we take it so seriously. I think that'd be pretty funny.
If you fund it, sure.
Well, I mean, let's get into that later.
No, let's get into it.
No, well, tell me why you're suing your dad.
I did. I forgot.
You forgot. So what's the truth?
I know who my dad is. I'm scared of him.
Anyway.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's a weird time to talk about it, okay. But we should, I think we do a good job what we're doing right now, across from each other. Why don't we do that on stage, interview each other?
You know, honestly, it would be pretty nice to keep it simple.
Yeah, and I think that we're being funny right now.
Yeah, I think when you do, like, the bits and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a bit, you didn't really sue your dad.
No.
Or did you?
I came up with that as a joke.
Wow. It's amazing. Your mind is amazing. No, I agree. I think it would be funny to just literally talk, because that's what we do when we're alone. We just sit on the couch and we're like, make weird noises. And, mm-hmm.
And when we're with each other.
I feel like literally the extent of our friendship, if you could like sum it up into one action, mm-hmm. it would be sitting on the couch trying to decide what movie mm-hmm. to watch. We just sit there, I feel like sometimes for hours. And we can't find anything that we both want to watch.
It's weird to think that all the movies in the whole world you can basically get on your TV.
Yeah. But
you really can't find any.
And like it's too much.
There should be a better software that knows what you want to watch.
They should just put, right? Facebook should just put chips in our brains.
Yeah.
Right? Just
for the pain alone, that's something I'm interested in.
Definitely. Weirded out by that. I'm doing this thing where I'll say something and we'll talk about something and then I'll immediately forget what we were just talking about. Like it just happened to me again.
We were just talking. See, I don't know.
Yeah. Where are we? We're in a storage room. Yeah. What did you think when you showed up and I go, come on, let's go upstairs? And we walk upstairs, walk through all this place, walk through an office storage room and then into here. What were you thinking?
I don't think I thought much of it.
Yeah,
I,
you weren't surprised. You were like, oh, this is fitting.
I don't see an issue with it. I no, mean, I you like don't it. Need a big empty space with a bunch of people. By the way,
you see anything you want, feel free. Nice potted plant.
No, not at all. I don't want any of that at all.
Well, okay.
It's all bad stuff.
Didn't need to say it like that.
I like what you've got going on.
Cool. Great.
This looks like one of my sweaters.
The blanket?
Yeah.
You should have worn it.
It's like one of those sweaters I'd wear.
Just one of those sweaters.
You know those sweaters that are like for like eighth grade stoners? And they're like,
I don't.
They look like this. Maybe read into it. You're going to love it.
Maybe it's a California thing.
Possibly, but California. Do you think California is better than Chicago? Or different things?
Oh, okay. So.
Or Illinois?
LA specifically is just a hotter, more spread out Chicago. Chicago has basically the same as LA, just in a colder environment and it's like more compact.
Okay.
But I will say LA has better street food. Like there's no food trucks in Chicago because all of the like chefs are crazy and like don't want the competition. And there's also better street art in LA. There's no like graffiti in Chicago. Oh my God, I'm literally whispering. But Chicago is like 1,000% cleaner. LA is disgusting. Like the freeways, like just the litter everywhere. Like it's.
I think I've just used to that.
Well, yeah, you would be, but I'm like, wait, that sounded so mean. Yeah, you would be.
No, because I'm you from live in California. Filth. I mean, there's not a lot of super clean places.
Yeah, so those are the main things. I don't know. I do like it here. I don't like. I don't sit at home and be like, oh, I wish I was.
Yeah, a boy.
Maybe. Do you know if I was a boy, I would have been named Peter Forrest?
Two Isn't names?
Peter Forrest. Yeah, middle name. Do you have a middle name? What's yours?
John.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I do. I think so.
I think so. I feel like you said it was something else.
No, it's definitely John. Pretty boring, but I work with it.
Yeah. You make it work.
I'm me. what's yours? Is it still Forrest?
Yeah, Christine Forrest. No, it's Lauren.
One of those.
Yeah. Well, so, and your name is just Drew. It's not Andrew.
Yes.
Because I have a brother named Andrew, but we call him Andy.
Yeah, that's what my mom said. She didn't want me to be called Andy because it's a stupid name for idiots.
Hey, I agree. It's my brother. I don't care.
You hate your bro?
He was mean to me. Yeah, he was mean to me growing up. I had two. And one of them was nice and the other was really mean.
Well, why don't we call him?
Yeah, I call him up. No, we're good now because he's like 40 now. So, but
nice boy, huh?
Yeah.
He's a good man.
He's a good boy. I don't know. What else should we talk about?
Culture, I guess. I mean, it's our responsibility.
The state of the economy.
We should probably talk about Dr. Trump.
Dr. Trump, yeah. What do you think of Trump? Did you vote?
Of course.
Who'd you vote for?
Hillary Clinton.
I thought you were going to say something. Like make up something. Yeah, I
voted for Trump, I know.
Yeah. I am wearing my Roseanne shirt. Actually, I brought a change of clothes because we were filming two today. Mm-hmm. And the other visor I brought is my fuck Trump visor.
Oh.
No, yeah, I voted for Hillary too. Yeah, isn't it crazy how we like, not to get like political, but like we're literally just so used to the shit that he does. Like it doesn't even seem shocking anymore.
Yeah.
Like I'm just like, oh, happened again.
You know? I don't know how to gauge what, like, I feel like I gauge what's important that happens by like how many retweets the news story has.
Yeah.
It's like breaking news. And if that has like 5,000 retweets, I'm like, that is breaking news.
That is. Yeah. My biggest problem with him, like, yes, he is like racist, you know, whatever. It's that he's just a fucking moron.
Yeah.
I don't care about your taxes. Release your IQ score.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't, like, I just, we're gonna, like, he's gonna kill us. Like, we're gonna die because of him. I firmly believe that. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess he is, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's kind of smart. I mean, he knows how to use social media. That's kind of the smartest thing ever.
Yeah, definitely. Guys, you heard it here first. Drew Monson is a Trump supporter.
I support people.
I hate you. honest to God, someone probably will come away thinking you support Trump because people are that stupid.
I do. Because of how I was raised.
In Modesto. You did need more discipline, goddamn.
No, Trump can go to hell. Excuse me, sir.
Oh my gosh. So did you ever go to college? Or did you... What does that mean? I don't know.
I just
was wondering.
It's funny that you don't know that.
Cool. So we covered Trump. Mm-hmm. We covered your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
We covered... I don't remember what we talked about. I honestly don't remember.
Who cares? Oh, are you doing it right now?
Yeah, you're on the podcast right now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought we were just talking about the show so far.
Oh, well, we are just on the show.
Okay.
I like to give myself a grade.
I'll give
what would you,
you
give it? Yeah,
I definitely give you a B plus for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I showed up.
Was that an earthquake?
Yeah.
There's an earthquake.
It's my phone. Sorry.
No, I don't think it is.
No, it is.
What was your question? How good am I at doing a podcast? A plus.
Okay, cool. Well, and for me, B plus. Okay.
B plus.
All right. I think I take that. It's better than I got.
And I won't tell you why or what marked you down.
Okay.
Because I like my students to...
I love unconstructive criticism.
Yeah.
Cool. So did you go to college or no?
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I took the SAT. Dad said, take this. he said, take two of these with water. And I passed. I mean, I woke up.
Right.
I took the SATs, totally had a cry time. I totally cried. No one knew. But I was totally freaking out. Didn't even write the essay. Who cares? Bye.
Right.
And ended up getting, I think, an average score. But it was so hard. The math, I was like, they really think everyone who wants to go to college is this smart? Am I dumb? You take it? The math was hard.
In my school, we took the ACT.
What's that?
It's like the SAT, but it's just a different test. It's a different scoring system.
But the math was hard. You can tell me it's not.
I just feel like, no, math was hard for me. I was more like reading and writing. I couldn't do math or science.
Yeah, I would sometimes like to figure it out.
What is a good
out.
Score for the SATs? It's like something 100, right?
Yeah, I feel like mine was like 1,200, 1,300.
What's the perfect? I'm typing it. Perfect.
I don't know. I think it's 2,400.
2,400?
I'm not sure.
1,600. Wait.
Okay, then mine wasn't 1,200.
No.
1,600 until like 2009 or something.
Oh, okay. So for the ACT, the highest score you can get is a 36.
Hmm. That's random. Hee hee.
Do you want to know what I got? I kind of want to brag.
Yeah.
I got a 30.
Wow.
Isn't that decent?
I think so.
I was surprised. I was like, oh, shit. And you know what I realized? I think I got lucky because I guessed on, for science. My science score, I'm terrible at science. Yeah. I got a D in freshman biology.
Yeah.
So, really bad.
And that didn't inspire you?
Shut up. And then, I got a really good score in science, and I was like, I just got lucky, because I remember guessing on every question. So I definitely got lucky, but I was like, oh shit, that's a reason probably I got into college, because I didn't have a good GPA.
You went for 4 years to college?
No, I went for three, and then I dropped out my last year.
Yeah, I knew I was going to drop out, but I wish I would have gone. I wish my life, it shouldn't have gone like this.
Oh man, are you being serious?
I don't know.
Do you want to do more acting?
Yeah, for sure.
Have you gone on any auditions?
Not lately.
Yeah. I kind of want to get into that someday.
Yeah, you should.
I think it'd be fun.
No.
You know what we should do? We should write a movie or something.
Yeah.
Or do Well, I say that now, but I don't want to put in the effort.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, you know, we're thinking about making new videos. We still have to make those videos.
Yeah.
We literally have to write a whole song for tour, and we haven't done it. I'm like, we should write a movie. What an idiot. All right. Well, it's been really good to talk to you.
Yeah, I think that we...
I feel good. Sorry, go ahead.
I sometimes just start sentences.
Well, Drew.
Yes, Mom.
Thank you for coming and talking about your legal issues. And your childhood.
I'm here to help.
I think we talked about Wendy's there for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was Trump. We talked about Trump.
Mr. Trump, get away, sir. Sir.
No, thank you. Yeah, I think we covered a lot. I think I am even more confused by you now.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really feel confused by me?
Not really.
Okay.
You're my friend. We're friends. Yeah. Anyway, I just think you're a great person, and I think you got a beautiful head of hair.
I feel that way about You?
Kira Sedgwick. Okay. I'm trying to end this in a natural way, and it's not happening. So see you later. Thanks for listening to Don't Mess. I'm Christine Sedelko. Have a great day, and... In the CastBox original, Shit They Don't Tell You, Nikki Limo and Steve Green will do a deep dive into common relatable topics that either they or their guests wish someone would have told them more about before they had to learn it the hard way. These subjects can cover just about anything. Relationships, finances, travel, mental health, etc., and really dig into society's expectation versus the reality of it all. Each episode will be conversational and fun and offer a balance of comedic insight, opinions and theories, as well as some research material to bounce off of. Guests can range from YouTubers to celebrities, as well as experts in a wide array of fields.